When crypto Twitter tries to price a meme before the world is done making it, Jimothy is a real cultural phenomenon. The token is a separate bet on whether crypto Twitter can turn that attention into lasting on-chain demand. The gap reveals how FOMO, social proof, and narrative fallacy operate in the Solana trenches. The trenches are built to move faster than culture. A clip starts running. A character appears. Someone finds a ticker. Somebody launches the obvious ticker. And crypto Twitter begins the familiar work of turning a shared joke into a tradable theory. Within hours, the conversation is no longer only about what people love. It is about whether attention is about to become flow, whether the cabal has noticed, whether the chart has enough oxygen, and whether the normies are still outside looking in. Jimothy is an unusually clear test of that logic. The Seattle raccoon is not a manufactured internet mascot. A short video of a free-roaming animal became a real cultural event. Fan art, murals, games, official brand references, local pride, and a curious sort of collective affection. The world did not need a token to care. That is precisely why the token became so interesting to CT. A real meme is rare. A real meme with a clean name, a recognizable silhouette, a continuing story, and mainstream recognition is rarer still. In a market that lives on identifying the next attention pocket before it looks obvious, Jimothy can feel like a once-in-a-cycle setup. But this is where a useful distinction gets lost. The meme is real. The market is a bet. Culture does not automatically become on-chain demand. CT is fluent in a particular kind of early recognition. The feed sees a cultural object moving through the internet and immediately asks what can be owned around it. That instinct is not irrational. Meme coins are partly attention markets. A token can offer a liquid, global way for people to express conviction that a story will keep spreading. Yet the cultural network and the ownership network are not the same network. A Jimothy video can reach someone who has never opened a wallet, heard of Solana, or wanted financial exposure to a raccoon. They may make art, buy a sticker, visit a mural, send the clip to a friend, or simply enjoy the joke and move on. Their attention is real. It is not automatically buy-side demand. That gap matters more than it first appears. A token holder needs a wallet, funds, risk tolerance, a willingness to transact, and some belief that future buyers will care. A fan needs none of those things. The wider the meme gets, the more tempting it is to collapse those two audiences into one imagined wave of normie flow. But virality can scale, while token participation remains niche. This does not make the token illegitimate or the culture fake. It means the bridge between them has to be built, not assumed. The bull case is a story about friction falling. The current crypto backdrop makes that bridge feel more plausible than it did a few years ago. Mainstream financial firms have become more willing to offer crypto products and services. Wallets and trading apps have become more polished. A person who encounters a token through a social feed can move from curiosity to a purchase with far less technical ceremony than the old exchange and seed phrase era demanded. The policy picture is also changing, although it should not be overstated. The House passed the Digital Asset Market Clarity Act of 2025, but the bill is not law. In March, the SEC and CFTC issued an interpretation intended to clarify how federal securities laws apply to certain crypto assets and transactions. Those developments signal a market seeking more legibility, not an official endorsement of any meme coin or a guarantee that risk has disappeared. For younger internet native audiences, the mental leap may be smaller still. Gen Z has grown up with virtual goods, creator economies, social identity expressed through feeds, and communities that form around memes faster than around institutions. To someone used to reading culture through a timeline, a token can look like the financial layer of a collective joke. That is the optimistic CT thesis. Better rails, looser friction, a more crypto-friendly institutional climate, and a meme with genuine cultural staying power could pull an enormous audience toward the chain. It is a coherent story, Coherence is not the same thing as a forecast. When a clean narrative starts feeling like evidence, the most seductive trades often have a sentence that explains everything. Jimothy is not just another animal coin. He is a real free agent, not a zoo animal with scheduled content. He is organically viral, not manufactured. He has escaped the feed and entered the city. The cycle will return. The apps are easier. Institutions are coming. The normies will follow. Every link in that chain can sound plausible. The trap is narrative fallacy. Our tendency to prefer a tidy, causally satisfying story to the messier reality of uncertain systems. A narrative can make a market feel pre-solved. It turns a collection of conditions into a destination. But each step still requires its own evidence. A real-world trend has to sustain. People have to discover the same token rather than dozens of copies and derivatives. Community energy has to survive after the first burst of novelty. Attention must become a reason to hold, not merely a reason to watch the chart. A good story may help a token travel. It cannot tell you where it stops. Social proof has a price tag in the trenches. Social proof is useful because nobody can investigate every claim from scratch. If respected accounts are discussing a token, if timelines fill with screenshots, if a group chat moves in unison, the crowd can feel like information. In a fast market, the crowd is also part of the mechanism. People buy because they think others are buying because they think still more people will notice. That loop can produce genuine discovery. It can also become a hall of mirrors. A trending page, an influencer post, a rising holder count, or a sequence of green candles may be evidence of attention. It is not evidence of durability, fairness, or intrinsic value. CT knows this in theory. In practice, the speed of the feed makes the distinction hard to feel. A chart moving quickly gives urgency a visual form. Then FOMO takes over. The question changes from, what am I buying, to, what happens if I am not early? Missing a trade begins to feel like missing a cultural moment. And a cultural moment is often more emotionally expensive than a financial one. That is why send it can feel less like a trade instruction than a membership test. The survivors are loud. The graveyard is quiet. Meme coin culture naturally spotlights its winners. The tokens that ran hard become case studies, screenshots, legends, and evidence that someone saw the future first. The thousands that never became a story vanish from the timeline. This is survivorship bias. We learn from the visible successes while losing sight of the much larger field of attempts that disappeared. A bear market can sharpen this effect. When broad conditions feel slow or uncertain, a single violent runner becomes emotionally brighter. It promises that the old game is still alive, that the next cycle is already whispering through a corner of Solana, that a perfect ticker can cut through the boredom. Maybe it can. But a single standout does not settle the condition of the whole market, and it does not turn every strong story into a lasting asset. The right comparison is not only Jimothy versus a previous viral animal. It is Jimothy versus the unseen graveyard of tokens that also had a cute image, a clever name, a temporary timeline, and a claim to be early. A better way to read the signal. The point is not to pretend culture and markets should stay separate. They never have. Brands, songs, games, sports, celebrities, and communities have always carried speculative energy. Crypto simply gives that energy an immediate chart and a 24-hour market. Nor is the point to scold people for finding joy, belonging, or creative energy in a meme coin community. A community can make art, tell jokes, support a cause, and build a real social world around a shared character. Those are meaningful things, even when the chart is not. The thinking traps begin when we ask one thing to prove another, when virality becomes proof of value, when a clean story becomes proof of inevitability, when a crowd becomes proof of independent judgment, when missing a move becomes proof that we should take a risk. Jimothy may continue to outlast the average internet animal because he already has something most tokens are trying to manufacture. A world that cares about him without being asked to buy anything. That is powerful. It is also exactly why the market deserves a clearer head. Before calling a cultural signal the next great trade, ask a harder question. Am I noticing a meme that people love, or am I assuming that love has already become a price?